There's an Australian Open in badminton, in golf, in surfing, in snooker. There's even an Australian Open in drone racing. But of course, the most famous one is the Australian Open in tennis. It's a Grand Slam event, one of the four most important annual tennis events in the world. And for that, most Aussies would probably say we're proud to be hosting such a major world sporting event. But it's only been a major event for 40 years or so. The Australian Open started in 1905. Back then, it was known as the Australasian Championships, and later the Australian Championships. It was played on the Warehousemen's Cricket Ground in Melbourne, and only comprised of a men's singles and a men's doubles event. It wasn't until 1922 that women's singles, doubles, and mixed doubles started playing in the Australian Open. A few years later, in 1924, the Australian Championships, as the Australian Open was then known, was declared by the International Tennis Federation to be one of the four majors. So it's been a Grand Slam for almost 100 years. But to begin with, the Australian Open wasn't incredibly popular because it had to compete with a bunch of other Australian tournaments. Before Australia was federated in 1901, each Australian state and New Zealand had their own championship. And when the tournament was held in Perth in 1909, players from New South Wales and Victoria didn't even bother to travel the 3,000-kilometre distance to compete. And if you remember that in the 1920s, a ship from Europe to Australia took 45 days, you won't be surprised to know that in the early years, not many foreign players came to the Australian Open either.
1969 was a historic year. For Australian tennis, it marked the dawn of the Open era, finally allowing professionals to contest Grand Slam events.
Until 1982, most of the best players in the world didn't compete in the Australian Open because of the remote location, low prize money, and because the tournament used to be played in December, no one wanted to come to Australia for Christmas and New Year. In 1986, you might be surprised to know that the Australian Open actually didn't go ahead. Luckily, it wasn't called off for a bad reason like it was in World War II, which was the last time the event wasn't held. No, this was the point that the event organisers decided to move the event from December to January, as we know it today. So rather than hold it in December 1986 and then again the following month, they cancelled the event for 1986 and waited for the month after, January 1987. But by 1988, the tournament had cemented itself as an important Grand Slam to attend. I think this was due to better international travel, the better dates, which were now further from Christmas, an increase in famous American players coming to compete in the tournament, and moving the venue to Melbourne Park. Once the bigger venue was chosen in 1988, 245,000 viewers attended, up 100,000 from the year before. And more viewers obviously meant more international attention for the fledgling Grand Slam. The Australian Open has been held all over Australia in the past, and even in New Zealand. But, as you know, these days it's always in Melbourne. In 2008, actually, New South Wales applied to become the new hosts, but obviously that wasn't approved. Now, something you might find interesting is that in every history of the Australian Open that I read, the surface of the court was something that was always, always mentioned. If you're a tennis person, I'm sure you understand the importance and the controversy. But for people like me, I'll break it down for you. Until 1988, the Australian Open was using grass courts, like they still do at Wimbledon. The grass was replaced by blue hard courts, which have become a signature of the Australian Open. But in 2008, There was a bit of a controversy when they updated the floor to a slightly more cushiony surface because it was too similar to the courts used in the US Open. It's amazing how something so simple as the surface of a court can cause so much controversy. The trophies that are awarded at the end of the tournament to the singles winners bear the names of Norman Brooks and Daphne Akhurst, two of our early national tennis stars to win the tournament. Sir Norman Brooks won the title in 1911, and Daphne Akhurst first won it in 1925, although she did win quite a few more after that. From very humble beginnings, the Australian Open has become such a massive phenomenon. I couldn't even list all of the amazing historic events that happened at the event here if I tried.
Back in 2003, a young Serena Williams entered this arena, and only her sister Venus stood between her and victory.
Incredible!
It was the beginning of her reign, Serena and the Slams.
There it is. Hingis marches into history. The youngest Grand Slam champion in the Open era. 16 years, 3 months, 26 days. And a convincing win over the former title holder here in Melbourne, Mary Pierce. 6-2, 6-2. And the win coming up in just 59 minutes.
Last year, it was actually the best attended Grand Slam with 812,000 attendees. It's 2 weeks of the year where everyone you know is glued to the TV to see who's going to take out a win. Although, I think we've all got our fingers crossed for the Aussies.